This morning, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade had to address the fact that they had quietly deleted information from their webpage that referenced the Morrison-era decisions to recognise West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Foreign Minister Penny Wong had to set the record straight in a press conference where she formally reversed the policy and recognised Tel Aviv as the capital. Dominic Giles asked Dr. Ayel Myroz, a senior lecturer at the Department of Peace and Conflict Studies at the University of Sydney, what he understood was the thought process behind the original decision.
Well, I guess it depends who you ask, but if you ask the Labour, I think they have a point there, because the decision was made a week before the by-election in the Wentworth seat, then at least the timing seemed to correlate well with the domestic political, calculation, as well as maybe following the footsteps of the back then Trump administration in the U.S.
The U.S. and Israel recognize the city of Jerusalem as the capital. How is Australia only able to recognize the western part of the city?
Well, Australia has been a very staunch supporter of Israel in relation to the Israel-Palestine conflict, following the footsteps of the U.S. And I guess sitting in the minority of countries of the world, because about 138 or 39 countries have already recognized the state of Palestine. And I think all of them pretty much have pointed to East Jerusalem as the capital of the future Palestinian state. And so that's the reason why when you talk about Jerusalem and Israel, you talk about West Jerusalem. West Jerusalem is mainly Jewish, and the East Jerusalem is an occupied territory since 1967.
How important is it to Israel that the capital is in Jerusalem?
Obviously, for the Jewish people, Jerusalem has been a very, very important part of their Jewish identity for thousands of years. The songs and literature and writings were mainly about Jerusalem, even more so than about Israel. So a central part of their identity, Israel has been spending a lot of diplomatic effort over the years to try and establish that fact, because for Israelis, Jerusalem is the capital, but for most countries of the world have abstained from moving their embassies to Jerusalem because of the Palestinian issue and the debate. There is that sense that if we kind of recognize Jerusalem without a proper negotiations that lead to a solution or to a peace agreement between Palestinians and Israelis, then we are undermining the prospects, because Jerusalem, or the status of Jerusalem, is such a loaded issue in those for those future negotiations.
Why has the reversal of this policy been done now?
I think the Labour has started a shift in 2018, when the Morrison government decided to change their position on the status of Jerusalem. The Labour objected to that, and then last year again they reiterated that and called for a change in the future ALP government's position. So I think they're really following their their promises to the electorate. But why exactly now, I'm not sure.
Should Australia make more of an effort to pressure an Israeli-Palestinian peace?
Look, I think if you look at what had happened, then I think Australia continues its long-held policy of not intervening or not putting too much pressure on both Israelis and Palestinians to make meaningful headway towards peace. But I think if you ask me personally, I think that's a wrong decision. So I would have supported Australian support or recognition of West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, provided that Australia finally changes its policy and recognizes a Palestinian state with its capital in East Jerusalem. I think Australia and the rest of the world should stop kind of sitting on the sidelines and put more pressure on both sides to get into meaningful negotiations, which without international pressure will not happen in the near or even medium future. And I think this is really important for any hope of any solution to the violence and to the daily human rights violations of the Palestinians in the occupied territory. And I'm saying that as an Israeli, as a captain in counterterrorism in the Israeli army years ago. And I think this is really an important decision for Australia to make.
The Albanese government pledged they would reverse this decision if they were voted in. The Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, had this to say at this morning's press conference.
This reverses the Morrison government's recognition of West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Australia's embassy, of course, has always been and remains in Tel Aviv. The Australian government remains committed to a two-state solution in which Israel and a future Palestinian state can coexist in peace and security within internationally recognised borders. We will not support an approach that undermines this prospect.
The question remains, why does it seem like the Albanese government tried to slip this important decision under the
radar? Dominic Giles there, ending that story. And we contacted the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade for an interview with the minister, but she was unavailable.